Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. President Donald Trump has agreed to postpone the imposition of tariffs on Canada and Mexico for 30 days. During a phone call with Mr. Trump, the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, agreed to reinforce his country's border with the US to clamp down on migration and the flow of fentanyl. Speaking to the BBC, the Premier of Newfoundland and Labrador in Canada, Andrew Fury, gave his reaction to the news.
Well, I think the country is breathing a collective sigh of relief, given the reprieve. Make no mistake, we're left as Canadians feeling a bit confused by this attack from our closest friend, our largest trading partner, our ally, family even. And so it causes some internal questioning amongst Canadians about what the motives are for this.
Earlier, President Trump made a deal with the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum. Our correspondent in Mexico City, Will Grant, said both leaders will be representing the outcome as a win.
I think Claudia Sheinbaum is basically saying, look, I helped avert this. We've delayed any imposition of tariffs on Mexican goods, and we've got an agreement from Donald Trump to do more on the issue of guns coming south and arming the drug cartels. So those are the wins, if you like, in the Claudia Sheinbaum column. The win in the Donald Trump column is that she also agreed to send 10,000 National Guard troops to the northern border. So Donald Trump can say, look, she's agreed to strengthen and deepen the security measures at the border, particularly on fentanyl, particularly on undocumented immigrants. And we'll just see how things go over the next month.
Meanwhile, the US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, says he's taken over as acting administrator of USAID. He said he was determined to end what he called its refusal to follow President Trump's agenda. The move has led to demonstrations, Merlin Thomas reports.
Hundreds of protesters and some Democratic politicians have been demonstrating outside the agency's headquarters in Washington in what's quickly turning into a critical moment for international development. Employees were told not to come to work, and Elon Musk, who heads a new Department of Government Efficiency, said the agency was a viper's nest of radical leftists and would be shut down. The US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, says he's now acting director of USAID. Aid agencies have said the move will have long-lasting impacts for programs around the world.
President Trump has suggested US aid for Ukraine may in future be exchanged for rare earth minerals. Ukraine has large supplies of the minerals, which are crucial for making goods, including electric cars and mobile phones. The offer originally came from President Volodymyr Zelensky. He's tried to make the case that defending Ukraine is in the economic interests of the United States. BBC News. The Rwandan-backed rebel group, which last week captured the Congolese city of Goma, has announced a ceasefire starting from Tuesday. The M23 rebels said it was for humanitarian reasons. They said they had no intention of seizing more territory in the DRC. Previously, the group said it would take the capital, Kinshasa. Western governments have fiercely condemned the recent offensive. In a television interview, the Rwandan president, Paul Kagame, said he didn't know if his country's troops were in Congo. The World Health Organization says an Ebola virus vaccination trial has begun in Uganda 3 days after a new outbreak was announced. There's currently no approved vaccine for the Sudan strain of Ebola, which killed a nurse in the capital, Kampala. Dr. Kasande Mwing is the WHO Ugandan representative.
We have been with the Ministry of Health that has been in the lead, in whom we have great confidence that they are able to have a robust response to this outbreak. But we also call upon partners that we need the support to the government of Uganda for the work that is being done here.
The leading candidate in the German election, Conservative CDU party leader Friedrich Merz, has laid out his plans for the economy, saying his country must again become a place where diligence, performance and success are recognised. He said corporate taxes would be cut if he won the vote in 3 weeks' time, along with red tape to try to increase productivity. Mr. Merz ruled out any cooperation with the far-right AfD party. Emergency teams in Japan are still trying to reach a truck driver in his 70s whose vehicle plunged into a sinkhole a week ago. The hole in Yashio City near Tokyo has expanded to 40 metres across. A ramp has been built to help workers gain access, but there are fears that the ground remains unstable. Rescuers have been unable to contact the man. BBC News.